A few years ago, a thoughtful, personable, and talented client came to me wanting to determine why she felt consistently underestimated. Let's call her Nina. Nina was tired of feeling invisible in rooms and being passed over for opportunities she felt she deserved. She did deserve them. It was dead obvious. Like the majority of my clients, she was a member of the Qualified Quiet, a group of highly competent individuals who are underestimated because they lack a strategy for self-promotion, thinking their work will speak for itself. Well, it does not. Nina was a star. She knew the material backward and forward, in this case, politics. She reported on specific demographics and representation. Nina knew her stuff. She had worked harder than most to get a semi-popular newsletter off the ground. She clocked 16 to 18 hours per day, but wasn't taking any of this time to step back and talk about her work, either online or offline. She was stuck in the weeds, and it's easy to get there, analyzing dozens of political races and putting together briefs and research. Like most of the Qualified Quiet, she was working too hard on the product and not enough on the presentation. When Nina promoted her work, she didn't highlight her credentials and accomplishments, nor did she showcase her witty sense of humor, which made her more engaging than most of the other dry pundits out there. Nina made the mistake of focusing only on the work she produced, not realizing her assets included her personality. She also had a star quality about her, one that is difficult to describe, but you know it when you see it. At the time that Nina came to me, she was struggling to get on TV. She had done some past appearances, but she wanted to be a more familiar face, someone who viewers cared about. For Nina, TV made sense as a next step to sharing her knowledge, not only to grow her newsletter, but also to cement her status as a political authority. And the idea of shaking up the boring panels we're used to seeing on TV was appealing too. I knew Nina was capable of it. I don't often say that because TV is the hardest form of media to secure and on which to perform well. Nina and I had to tell her story and show the world just how exceptional she was in order to elevate her work. Our time together focused on maintaining her already outstanding newsletter and also creating a focused and thorough personal website. We updated all of Nina's bios to ensure that they were consistent and strong. We got her new headshots. We also worked on boosting her confidence about herself and identifying any limiting beliefs that held her back from sharing freely about her accomplishments. Nina wanted to be a star, so she had to think and act like one. As we did this tactical work, I started to badger TV producers about using Nina as an expert. It's notoriously hard to break into TV, as television appearances are fickle, easily canceled, moved, or bumped. Most people aren't going to be good on television, and a booker who secures the talent rarely takes a chance on an unknown. However, I had to get Nina into the rotation. I sent Nina on trips to New York and told bookers we would be in the area and available for television. I mean, technically we would be, because I had her travel there, a tactic I still use with a big cheese I want to meet. It only takes a flight or a train to be in the area. I know producers are more likely to book someone who is local. So I made her local. We started getting traction, but it was slow going. Nina smiled her way through junior appearances, including one panel with five people in the audience. One of the reasons why it was easy to promote Nina was that she had unambiguous goals. She knew her audience, her desired medium, and her message. She knew exactly where she wanted to be. She wanted to be a television commentator, and she knew specifically which shows she wanted to book and that her audience was interested in politics. A few months later, Nina got her shot. I will never forget the day that Nina did her first appearance on the show we had been gunning for. As a cord-cutter millennial without live TV, I had to figure out where to watch her appearance. I turned off the sports channel blaring in the roof lounge of my apartment building to the chagrin of the dudes watching it and told them it was time to watch a woman do her thing.